This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Dr. Charles Allen, who was a Methodist minister for years in Atlanta and then Houston, but he wrote this a few years ago: "We Americans have more to make life easy than any people who have ever lived. We live in the finest houses. We wear the nicest clothes. We eat the best food that any generation has ever known." I would change that to say we have the best food available to us. I don't know if McDonald's is the best food that any generation has ever known. But listen to this. What a sobering remark that may even offend some people. We have all these things, the nicest houses, the nicest clothes, the nicest food, yet at the same time today we have more suicides, we have more divorces, we have more people in jail, we have more abuse, we have more mental illness than any people of all time. In the same country that has the best food, the nicest clothes, and the nicest houses. He said, for many people, life is a grim, desperate, unhappy affair. What a statement. For many people in the United States of America, life is grim, it's desperate, it's an unhappy affair. Why is that? He said, because people are realizing that money isn't the answer to all their problems. In fact, it may cause a few. Money is not the answer, he says, to all your problems. It may cause problems in your life that you never dreamed of. Happiness, he says, is not related to clothes, it's not related to cash, it's not related to the house. Your happiness is related to a relationship with the God who made you through Jesus Christ. Why is there so much misery in life, he says? Why is there so much unhappiness? Why do we know so many people who have everything and yet are miserable? Because they live for the temporary rather than live one day for the eternal. You know, maybe some decision that you could make, not a resolution, but a decision. I think people need to make decisions more than they need to make resolutions. Decide that Jesus Christ is the most important thing in your life. Decide that without him, I am nothing, and with him, I am everything. You see, the temptation in life is to be self-satisfied. The temptation is to say, I have everything I need, and therefore I don't need God. You know, I'm convinced that when people can write a check for anything they need, there is a temptation to say, what do I need the Lord for? What's he going to do for me? I just write a check for whatever I need. But the most spiritual moment in a man's life, regardless of income, regardless of your job, regardless of your status in life, doesn't matter. Jesus Christ is everything. And without him, I'm nothing. That's what the first beatitude says to me. Well, let's bring up verse 21. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. If you'll jump down to 25, you'll see the parallel verse there. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. What does it mean in verse 21? Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. The Lord is talking about those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Again, that's how Matthew phrases it. Everybody in this room is hungry for something. And you say, what do you mean, a physical hunger? No, it's talking about what you long for in life. And Jesus, in Matthew, his account of it says, blessed are those of you that hunger and thirst after righteousness, which simply means a right relationship with the Lord. Instinctively, what is it that you go for in life? What attracts you? What draws you? What drives you? What's the driving ambition of your life? You see, the sad thing is, the great spiritual problem in our country, can I tell you what the biggest problem is right now? And I'm not a genius, I'm not an expert, I'm not a prophet. But I think the biggest problem in the United States of America right now is that people do not hunger for the Lord. Well, I'm going to expand that thought tomorrow on Cross Hope. I want you to hear it. Crosshope.org is our website. That's crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening. And listen tomorrow.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.